I'm Alan Lytle, 91.3 WUKY News. It's time for the business side. As we all know, business organizations, be they small companies or large corporations, can have good days and bad days. And then there are the really bad days, like what we might have just witnessed with Papa John's Pizza. Well, we're going to spend the next few minutes talking about crisis management and PR nightmare scenarios. Joining me on the phone is Nancy Weiser. She is the founder and president of the local public relations firm Weiser Strategies. Good morning, Nancy.
Good morning, Alan.
So take me through that process. And I know each one is an individual situation, but as a general rule, you know, what's the protocol for something like this?
Well, there are two types of crises. We refer to them as simmering or sudden. The vast majority of crisis situations were actually simmering quietly for a long time, or potentially, you know, for a shorter amount of time. But few are totally sudden, and you know, and a sudden might be a natural disaster or an attack on an organization that totally came out of the blue. Most frequently, crisis situations are internally driven. Most people tend to think that they are external, but the majority come from management decisions or a problem with an employee, or it could be a physical problem with the facility that caused it. So there are simmering and sudden, and the reactions to those once they come to light are pretty consistent. You have to first assess, find out what's going on, get people in the room who have the authority to make decisions, talk about what the facts are, and organize your messaging. What do we need to say? What do we know? What do we need to say, and what can we say?
I imagine there are quite a few do's and don'ts when we're talking about something like that. So what's a don't?
Well, a don't is don't hide. And on the other side of that is don't just spill your guts and start talking before you're sure you have the facts.
What I'm hearing is that everybody's got to be on the same page, and the flow of information has got to come through one source, and that would be the crisis management manager.
Well, typically you may have a team of people, and one of the best things that a company can do is make sure they have that team talking to each other. Ideally, you want to do that in advance, and that's where your crisis planning comes in. It's not just talking about a crisis situation, but it's talking about who the company is, why it does things the way it does, how it works, and helping to communicate that. But when you get one person making a decision about the message on their own could be missing some key information. They could not have checked with HR. They could have some legal things that they didn't know about. So the first step is to get your team in place and talk about it from a number of perspectives. Then you know you have a balanced statement and really on-target messaging that is accurate and can be supported. If it need be, it may be your CEO, but you may also have subject matter experts who are weighing in, and they bring additional validity to the statements and a deeper understanding of that specific topic.
Now, I've got to guess that things were a lot easier on this end when you didn't have social media.
Yes, in many ways, it did not move as quickly. And of course, the 24/7 news cycle has a lot to do with that in and of itself. When CNN started and news was on TV more than a few times a day, all of a sudden, that time to prepare got cut to a much shorter amount. Now it's instantaneous. And people, I was thinking about this recently, it's not only that you have to respond, but people want it fixed. It's sort of that fast food mentality. I want it and I want it now. They don't want to give you time to do the investigation that you need to do and to get the facts and then to have a reasonable response.
So how do you put it all into motion when the time just seems to be ticking faster and faster?
a big part of that is, as I said, preparing in advance and thinking deeply about your company, who it is and what it does, and even having materials ready to grab and refresh quickly. Most of us don't think about that behind the scenes, all of that deep understanding, or that we have to back up and explain it to people who have no idea of our complex businesses. And that's one of the challenges that businesses have. They have regulations, they have legal issues that they have to consider, and then their business is not as simple as just explaining it, you know, as you would have a conversation about preparing a pizza. It's a complex thing to try to explain that to people. So if you've stepped back and done that, and then you can grab those materials, a crisis management handbook, more or less, and you may even have sample responses to situations that could happen to you. Maybe there are things that have happened to other companies. So you're not creating it from scratch. You also have policies in place. Most businesses should have a social media policy. People don't like it when you pull information down off a social media page, but if you have a policy that states that you will not tolerate attacks on employees or, you know, certain kinds of language on your owned media, which is what we call the media that we manage, if you have a policy about that, it gives you a right to do that. You can take that down if it's offensive, rather than feeling like you need to leave up something that is inaccurate or an attack on an employee. But you have to do that in advance. Otherwise, you have no grounds to stand on in taking that action.
Now, as I understand it, this side of the public relations business is now being taught in various business schools, including, I believe, here in the University of Kentucky.
Yes, and that's a very good thing. When I was working on my master's at the university, of course, I was in the communication college, but I took marketing courses because that's where I was going, and I knew I needed a strong business marketing background. And I was really surprised at the little bit of focus that was on communication in the business school at that time, and that was a number of years ago. So I'm really glad to hear that reputation management has become a greater focus point, because we watch our numbers, we watch our financials, we watch business, we look to growth, but many businesses don't invest in their reputation. And as many companies have found, it only takes a few seconds today for that to crumble, and you have to start rebuilding it, which can take months, years, and some companies never recover.
Our guest today on the business side has been Nancy Weiser, the founder and president of the local public relations firm Weiser Strategies. And you can hear the director's cut of our interview at WUKY.org. Thanks for your time, Nancy.
Thank you, Alan.